tell me why you chose to run in this election.
All right. Well, excellent question. The real reason, you know, the reason is you know, just how Canada is doing as a whole, the health of Canada, and you know, it's the new, you know, just going through COVID, going through all the stuff with COVID, the lockdowns. We saw the trucker rallies. We saw injustices in two-tiered style police force policing, and with the vaccine mandates, and just everything combined, just really, really touched me. And I was, I mean, we're up in the Yukon, like right at the end of the road, and you know, you look at the mountains, and it's easy to do nothing. It would be easy to stay, but you know what? I just really felt just a call to do whatever I can do to help my country. You know, with to secure our borders and you know, improve our way of life. And not only that, what about the infiltration of foreign powers in our country? And in election interference, which is remarkable, we're even having an election. We know there's election interference, but yet here we are. We're going to all be voting. Many people have voted, and we know that there's election interference. And you know, is that really the democratic? Is that the Canadian way? And I don't think so. So, you know what? I'm just going to do my part. I'm a carpenter from the north, and I just really felt to help my country as best as I can.
When you're hearing from people in the Parkland riding, what are some of the issues that they're telling you about?
Well, some of the issues, I mean, we've been down to Breton, up to Stoney, Spruce Grove, and it's pretty common. I just talked with a gentleman yesterday in Breton. And everybody's really concerned. It's not hard to see that there's something not right in Ottawa, and by everybody. It's not just picking on one particular party. There's just something really wrong in Ottawa, and many people don't even know who they're voting for. They haven't really quite decided in a lot of cases. And so that's concerning as well, because What that is probably a breakdown of trust for the citizens, the electors, and they're looking. People are looking for truth, and you know, really, really, we've been lied to a lot, and promises that aren't kept. I just read a news article from one of the ladies from Nunavut. She was an MP, and she's got quite the story, and how she was treated by the leader of the NDP party. So it's just stories like that where people are, you know, they're really at the end of the line with all this, with all the garbage that's been happening. And what did our families fight for? Why did they bled and died for freedom, and our freedom has absolutely been eroded. And that's a common theme when I'm talking with people in the riding.
Okay, and I guess lastly, a very similar question sort of to what I've asked you already, but if people are in that voting booth and they see your name, why should they put an X beside your name?
Awesome question. Thanks for the thank you. And the reason is you know, my wife and I, we watch a TV series called The SEAL Team. Mm-hmm. It's just an awesome show where, you know, the good guys are going after the bad guys. And one of their slogans is, I've got your six. And it's a little catchy thing my wife and I kind of share between the two of us. But, you know, I feel that over the people in Parkland riding is, you know, I've got your six. And I'll do my very best that you've got a voice, not only a voice in Ottawa, but action. And I'm a carpenter by trade. And, you know, carpenters like to see things straightened out. And they bring a plumb line to whatever job they're on. And so if you're voting today, I will do my absolute best to bring a plumb line to Ottawa.
Perfect, Wade. That's all I need. I really appreciate you taking the time here today, and best of luck come next week.
Thank you so much, Corey. Thanks for taking the time with me, too.